Transmitter. No. Can't see. Can't see here. That cable works.
It's just it. That's a stick.
What?
JBL on the wall.
No. Or blow.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Suck the internet dry.
Which one? Which one? Have not. Have not. No.
Laptop.
Yeah, it's one of ours.
Yeah.
So I can help you not be in a cycle like we have not seen now.
Yeah. You should speak.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. Busy writing, leading the meeting, but I prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 4 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Oh, there
you go. Okay.
Welcome.
You are. Components design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used or for what remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about.
Giraffe is gone now.
Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the. Because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because the titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case, is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, it's single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best to draw. Oh, green.
It's a color.
New.
Forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. Blank. Okay. So it also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
What's a side view?
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had, so it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons, we also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just use some Flossics or another cleaning some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Question?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side.
My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay,
the
they should be in mind.
But
they?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in there.
Okay, so doesn't says to have the slogan
recognizable.
Okay. Well, it's possible, of course. You could make the
R&R
on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because you just give the ability with rubber to make fantastic colors And also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls which people who people in which people will find their interesting and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, you, of course, you can break it when you break it, it's, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it, yeah, it makes it fancy. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
I saw a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. There's an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful, but for because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And nothing else. That calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried the LCD screen, which I have to draw. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
want to speak?
yeah. So and then the buttons above and below, the mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something, but the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think. It's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button for the tilde text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of I could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought it. And the LCD somewhere in the remote. It should be more curvy in the remote direction. So that it's better in your hand or something. But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options. What you could do with that, you could do with something like this. And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings. And older people also don't really want to use this kind of option you need. So they want to use one button and then something happens and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. That was my finding thing.
Thanks. Team member.
could tell you something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what the youngsters like, what elderly people like, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from the past years, what colors, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Files I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that remote controls should be look fancy. The second important thing, it should be innovative, okay? Like the LCD screen is quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button general volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob like things.
Like sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought the front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters like this or something. It's a bit like banana and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think like my colleague you said, is that better, or for the elderly people something like the iPod or something with round squares. Simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
the
is mine.
People are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors, that was also the idea.
Yeah.
I don't know which shape you should take.
Colors.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of the remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah,
round
so
but square.
Round corners but square.
Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will like it.
Yeah.
If you do it a square, the round corners with a little middle a bit.
Yeah,
like this. a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
Like a beer glass.
So, but then.
What do you mean?
Same size.
It's also easy to have to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's a school thing, so that's easy to choose. People know that.
We'll recognize that as a remote control.
What
is on your.
Look, something like that. The autumn colors, like red, brown, they like the wood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah.
Kind
of
gold
color and
a bit
old school style, Renaissance. Medieval
kind of
swords, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, excited, and old people.
So that's easy to do with the color.
So
it's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, rubber is, like I said. Young people like more soft materials, like spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
something
Thank
with
you.
the soft
Also
rubber.
in between.
Yeah, soft rubber, we need to get feel.
Model.
No,
It
or
shouldn't be that expensive.
No, but you have the like eraser or something. That's a bit, you can press it in or something harder.
But like this kind of rubber. This
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in. It feels kinda spongy.
I don't think it's rubber.
Sorry, it is spongy feeling.
Do you have something
I don't, it's like SpongeBob.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah,
Which
I think the better thing would be.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And can decide for that.
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control, but it had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
I
think the LCD screen should be
This was your size.
Yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of
Yeah, three quarters.
the
So you don't have to put your
Yeah, but it won't get that small.
New.
For the LCD is
Blank. So when you get this kinda like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I
Larger? Because you want to put your hand
But
Yeah,
if
because
you can put your hand there and then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay,
that's good.
true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
that's what I mean. Looks
Because
a bit
when
like
you
a
put
Game
your
Boy now.
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself you always get some
You always touch it.
Yeah. Going to be very greasy and stuff.
But you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen. One to zero,
You don't want it
to
too
video.
small. How how
You
large
have to because some fat people with thick fingers
Thick fingers.
press three buttons at the same
There we go.
time.
But if you wanna make it international, Japanese people got rather small hands.
Yeah, true, but
A
yeah,
little
we have a
lower.
zoom option, right?
Zoom option, oh yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger to with
Yeah.
accompanying a greater field to push the button.
And we won't include a pen or something to point, eh? We want to do with our fingers, right?
Your fingers, yeah. You want to
You
because
could
if you lose
include
a pen
Yeah, you can lose a pen.
Yeah,
If you lose a pen
you want
you
to use
can't
the mouse
use
with the finger,
Yeah,
you use
yeah.
also.
But they think it's fine. Yeah. I think this is a good size for a screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be.
Maybe you have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all
Yeah, but then
You
it
can
can be
do that
difficult
whatever
to
any
soft tissue.
glove.
Yeah. You can
Okay,
find
well
this
maybe if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision. So we can discuss these points. Now those points, energy question mark, how should we supply the thing with energy and how are we going to do it with separate working station and put accus in it. Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy more batteries and then
Working station.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
The
the first
battery
point, maybe we should like that on the
rechargeable batteries
Yeah.
which you can recharge
Yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
Hmm.
if the batteries are dead
I
kinda like your
you can change it.
Yeah, you get some of those wireless mice.
Yeah,
Mouse.
yeah.
A bit of mouse. Kinda like those kind of batteries.
But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
Yeah,
not
normal
too
plain
too
normal plain batteries you can buy in the supermarket.
Super rechargeable
Yeah.
Yeah.
batteries.
What was with the chip on print?
The chip on print, you get yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a simple CMOS simple also describe that.
Yeah, how does it work with the LCD screen? Is there a
Uh
you
Yeah, sure, of course.
So, I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Because wasn't there an
But chip on
friend,
I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button. But when you got an LCD screen with no, the buttons are not always in the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button or if you got several options appearing on your screen, coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
Pretty clear that the LCD screen is more advanced than the normal equipment, so that's not any discussion, I think. Now, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
Well, I don't think
It is a simple CPU, but it has.
Okay, but I don't know if normal s-
Yeah,
quite
because it
simple
has to.
Yeah, it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think it don't need that developed.
The remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true.
So it has to have some kind of calculation union or CPU. Know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Projecting the buttons on the LCD
Yes.
screen.
And the touch screen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger on the screen. In case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and
The hardware like this or software
the hardware, I think. It's
Bounces back from the floor
Different color.
Yeah, just
And cube shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and round shapes. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I
So
think
it
it should
meets
be a bit longer.
I think it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah,
but that's what we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's a main target.
Yeah. Lower than 40 years, I think.
And how about my idea of making it the one single curve?
Oh, yeah. That
So
one, I think, I thought that was quite
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a fancy design on it, right?
If you put it on your table or LCD screen, you don't have to put it in, take it in your hand, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's
It's
true.
normal.
It's not easy. So you write that down and you get a single curved rubber, fancy color,
You can't
remote control.
You can't Well, you can draw on your paper and then
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But
And
I mean
know it on the user the server.
What about the user interface? There are also some questions about the concept, I think. Do you have some ideas?
Yeah,
You
I wanna
showed your
just
drawing.
do it again. I miss a few buttons. At least you should also have an I just remembered a menu to go back to the first but if you touch options, you
Yeah,
can't go back to this right away now. This
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the
I
plus?
think
I think
it's
it's easier
I don't
then.
know. I thought it was easier to handle
Yeah.
it this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry.
Did you like the buttons? Horizontal or vertical?
For sound and
Depends
channel.
on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, it will make it like this.
Yeah, so
I think if you
it's
put it like
square.
this.
I think it's easier to have it something like a button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here,
I thought
and on here,
Yeah.
the other buttons, and on here, the top, the
Yeah.
options.
But I think
And then you
I'm
have something like the P over here, and the sound,
I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here, and then the P in the middle and the sound. And
something like.
Your turn.
Plus, minus, plus, up.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, but I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some examples.
William
Bampton
is a building engineer in there.
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me.
Sure.
I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
You can use
that for
consistency.
Yeah. Oh, I have that. Those.
Here's our.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but then I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal remote.
How much
often
it's
used,
but
what's
usually on
the remote. Looking here, here's it's below, here also, and now here's next to each other. I think it's not.
I mean, because I have two papers on the road, one is horizontal, one is vertical. So
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further back.
Sure.
That's how it is usually. Because when I look here,
okay,
I see.
Yeah, well, we don't have to decide about that now, how where we will put the button.
It is usually it first.
Yeah. It's content, it's in the actual design, you should know where you can place.
Okay, well. Yeah.
And the switch, shall we anything like that?
Yeah, well, we just said about the new
technology. It's easy for the program,
but then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Mm.
You can talk into the corner.
A microphone, yeah.
Right, that's not even necessary, because you can make a very sensitive microphone. It makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the end.
Yeah,
maybe at the bottom where you can hold it in your hands, there's also a microphone.
So in the middle of
I think that's not very important. Yeah. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
And if you shoot inside.
Oh, okay, sure, okay.
Right?
Well, I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah. It shouldn't be
inside.
You can put it in a logo of the
company.
Maybe just
between
the
front of the arc.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it, because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Or maybe
that doesn't make it any more fancy, because you get to see.
Actually, it does, because you can find it better if you need it.
Yeah, but look.
It's a way for you to. So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have it.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone. There is no button. The
microphone is very small thing, but you can make it look like it's big, so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where is it? It isn't most inside.
Okay,
I think.
Well, put it there. Never mind. That doesn't really matter.
No, I think it doesn't.
Okay.
So? Any more? So, well, type, something
interface type?
Yeah, well, a lot of these
LCD,
LCDs.
Yeah.
supplement.
I thought, like you said, like a scroll up next to the remote isn't that handy. I think it's better to just type that what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, if you back, then you go back.
Mm.
If you want to choose others, and you can press others, and it goes to this supplement.
And the young people do like
scroll.
Yeah,
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if you need to scroll. But the menu orientated the like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
Yeah,
so
I
you get a second
option. I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a lot of options,
you have a lot of options. Because when you use, the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television, you should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on the side. It's so easy to use.
I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side.
Yeah.
Touch.
It's also different. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface? What do you think?
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Is it standard color? No, we have different colors, but you should have a standard color. I think black is standard. With a yellow darker, something like this color or something.
Just a regular
yeah,
and then have silver covers.
I think it's better to be silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think you see more silver.
See a lot of
silver and black.
Silver
is new, but
colors.
Also traditional.
Yeah.
So,
I think we had silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them. So
yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean,
it's better to be yellow.
It could be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red?
Right. But if you use silver, silver rubber is fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it is fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I was thinking about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
blue,
of course, fruity colors.
Yes.
Kind of
and the other colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
Maroon, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And
you
have to have a normal black one or.
Who's pinging? Okay.
Okay,
so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well, I wrote it down.
I wrote it down here what to do.
The next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially. Notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on the prototype drawing on the smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together. Do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait for email and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was what I had to say.
Final
thoughts from anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll make a new one for you. Okay. Well, I'll try to push the minutes on the project forward as soon as possible.
Okay.
Hopefully, fast. Okay, good luck.
Is that here? This is smart.